What were your thoughts about the MA-17 trial looking at letrozole after 5 years of tamoxifen?
Well, first thought was nice to find improvements in treatment. I mean, we've now got 15-year follow-up with really large numbers randomised on the treatments that were of interest during the 1980s, say, anthracycline-based chemotherapy, 5 years of tamoxifen. These were the sort of things that were being looked at in the 1980s. And we now know what these do, not only to 5-year survival, but also to 15-year survival. And actually, for a woman with hormone-sensitive disease, a woman in middle age with hormone-sensitive disease, a combination of chemoendocrine therapy just with those old regimens, as recommended by the NIH Consensus Conference, will actually halve their annual death rate from breast cancer. Even those simple old treatments can knock off half, but unfortunately, half still remains. And so the first thing is, you know, isn't it nice to find things that are an improvement or seem to be an improvement? Given that what we've already got is halving the death rate in hormone-sensitive breast cancer, finding things that can help deal with the other half that remains is good news.
Not to get too far off on the tangent, because I do want to get into the time course of hormonal therapy, but you mentioned the fact that you had presented some data not too long ago showing decreases in breast cancer mortality. What's the update on that, or is there an update on that?
Oh, it's very nice. First in the United Kingdom, and then in other countries, including the United States, during the 1990s, suddenly there was a big drop in the national mortality rates from breast cancer. These had been stable or increasing in most Western countries for decades. I mean, actually, the incidence rate of breast cancer is just going up gently as women have fewer children, women have their first child at an older age, and women have more body fat after the menopause. These things all tended to push the breast cancer rate gently upwards over a period of decades. And then you get treatment improvements in the 1980s. You start getting widespread use of good hormonal adjuvant treatments, good chemotherapeutic adjuvant treatments. And the improvements in treatment during the 1980s produced a reduction in breast cancer mortality during the 1990s. The further improvements during the 1990s are going to keep those breast cancer rates falling during the present decade. I think that in Britain, and perhaps also in the United States, the breast cancer death rate in 2010 among middle-aged women is going to be about half the breast cancer death rate in 1990. It's already gone down by a third, and it's still falling. So it's very good news, and it's the change in practice in one decade produces the trends in mortality in the next decade. That's really the pattern, and that's what one should expect from the trial results.
This one-third drop now and 50% by 2010, is that also happening in the United States?
The decrease between 1990 and 2000 was about 30% in breast cancer in middle age in Britain. It was about 25% in breast cancer in middle age in the United States. Our drop started in 1990. Your big drop started in 1992. Maybe we were a little bit ahead of the game in widespread use of tamoxifen. But anyway, on both sides of the Atlantic now, there is widespread use of good adjuvant chemotherapy regimes and good adjuvant hormonal regimes. And the breast cancer rates in both countries are dropping in parallel. Some of the countries aren't as good. Some of the places like Canada are pretty well parallel. But it's basically within round about the same time in many different countries, these sudden decreases that are quite unlike the trends that had existed in previous decades have started to happen. The trials show these treatments work. People have been using these treatments, and now we're getting the national death rates dropping.